15, chapter, the first verse. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Mm-hmm. And every branch that beareth fruit, mm-hmm. he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through word which I have spoken unto you. Mm-hmm. Abide in me, and I in you. And a branch cannot bear fruit. It cannot bear fruit of itself, mm-hmm. except it abide in the vine. Right. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight, dear God, for the privilege of being in your house, Lord, and we thank you for your goodness and mercies. God, and we ask you to stand by me tonight, dear Lord, to give your word, God, to minister, Lord, in this house, God, and we lift up your holy name, Lord, and worship you in the name of Jesus. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. These words here that were read, Jesus himself spoke them. You'll find out many times that people will get new versions of the Bible. And I believe that if you look back, probably within the last 40 or 50 years, you'll find several new versions of the Bible, revisions and things to make it simpler for people that say we can't understand it. And it seems like that in the day and time that we're living in, that people are looking for an easier way to do things. You know why? It's because that they are living in a way that makes things harder on themselves than just going ahead and serving God. It says that the way of the transgressor is hard, but this is not a grievous way. But you'll find out here that even further on back, you'll find out that a man, and it's all right if I just go ahead and do this, I feel like doing it anyway. You'll find out that there was a man that said he was confused in the way to believe. I tell you, brother, I think I know why he was confused. It's because he didn't want to listen to what thus saith the Lord. That's what confused him. But he was looking for a way, a different way to live this life, and said he got out somewhere in a place and he began to pray. And sure enough, if you're confused, then God's already told you the way to go. The devil will put himself in a position to let you know just what the way should be. Praise God. And when this man did this, sure enough, the devil came and showed him a way, showed him a vision, showed him his religion. And therefore, it went on from that point on and made a religion that is deceiving many, even in this day and time that we're living in. But you'll find out here, it said that I am the true vine and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch that beareth not fruit, he cutteth it down. But every branch that bears fruit, he purgeth it. Praise God. That it may bring forth more fruit. Praise the Lord. I tell you this tonight, I know for sure that when God is refining us and putting us in the furnace and burning off the dross, it may not be a pleasurable moment for you and I. It may not be a situation where we feel like that we're able to bear it. But I want to tell you this tonight, that if you live for God, and if, even in the bad times, if you stand for Him, you better rest assured this one thing, that He will not leave you, nor will He forsake you. Praise God.
Amen.
But we find out that there are people that have forsaken God, but they haven't forsaken religion. They say, we would rather have religion, but we just don't want to have it your way. Well, I never said it was my way to begin with. I said it was God's way. Praise the Lord. I believe in this Word 100%. I believe that Jesus died on the cross, and I believe that He rose on the third day. Praise God. And I believe also that He's sitting at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you and I. But you know something that I believe more than anything that man can tell me? I believe that He's my personal Savior. Praise God. I believe that He died for me, that He died for my sins, that He knew, looking back on that cross, when He looked upon the people in the crowd, He said, Father, Forgive them, they know not what they do. Oh, and that was me, church. I was a sinner not knowing what I was doing. Raised up in church. Mama took me to church and taught me the right way, but that wasn't good enough for me. I had to experience things of my own. I had to live the way I wanted to live, but I thank God for His mercies that endureth forever. Praise the Lord. Them mercies that picked me up and dusted me off and said, Tim, I'll give you a reason to live. Praise the Lord. And ever since then, Brother Collins, I've been fighting for the cause. Hallelujah. I want you to know something tonight, church. There is a cause to fight for. There's a way to fight for, and it's in the true vine. It's not in an imitation. It's not in some kind of graft in a vine that it's not in the end going to bear some kind of fruit that is unprofitable. But it is a true vine. It is a fruit, praise God, that all men look upon and partake of, and they are helped. Praise the Lord. I don't want to be a tree that when the Lord walks by that, coming upon that tree, expecting to receive some kind of benefit from it, that there will be no fruit on that tree. I want to be a tree that is bearing fruit under the service of God. Praise the Lord. That way, if somebody calls me in the middle of the night, I may not have the answer for them, but the Holy Ghost that's in me can rise up, hallelujah, and the Spirit of God can make me be able to say the exact words that are needed. I want to tell you something, that God is on the throne, and He uses His vessels how He will under His service. I had a man one night when I was going into the church house. He was sitting in a little alleyway and he stopped me. You think sometimes that you're not doing any good. And you think that people aren't watching the fruit that you bear. But this man, he was sitting on this chair and he was beside the church and he said, "Could you come over here for a minute?" And I came over there and he began to talk to me. He says, "Would God forgive me if I was to kill a man?" Now, what can prepare you for that? What could you study before you come to church that would have gave you the answer? Or would you have even been ready before you got in church and maybe prayed before church or had a little prayer service like we're having right now? What could have given you the inspiration to say what you needed to say in your own self? Nothing. Nothing would. Praise God. But you know what I did? Brother Collins, I picked a fruit off of my tree. Hallelujah. And I said, "Here you go." Praise God. I said, well, tell me, why would you want to kill somebody? Why would you want, well, this person's done something to me that I just don't think I could forgive them for. And I think that they need to die. And I don't know if I can hold myself back from killing them. Praise God. By the time we got done talking, we were talking, and I told him how God loved him, and by the time he was done, tears were coming out of his eyes. Praise God. You just don't know who's looking upon your fruit. You just don't know when God's going to call upon you. And you better be in the true vine, praise God, because one day He's going to call upon that branch to bear some fruit. And where are we going to be? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I know this of a surety. There's only one true vine. Hallelujah. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no imitations. Although there's many out there, there's nothing like the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That died upon the cross for you and I. I know this, that God answers prayer. He answers prayer. Praise God. I remember when my mom was in the hospital back in 1988, and she was in the hospital and she was having a heart attack, and I got in that hospital room. I felt so helpless. I didn't know what to do. I was a young Christian, and I felt like that no support was around me. I didn't feel like that I had any way to get any help. So what I did, praise God, I got myself in the waiting room and I got myself in a corner and I got on my knees. You remember this, Brother Collins? And I cried out, "Oh God, help me. Oh, Lord, help my mother. She needs your help in this time of need. And I felt God come down right there in that place. I want to tell you that she got out of that hospital and everything was all right for her. She's still preaching the gospel today. She says she feels better than she had in years. But you know something, church? That God's on the throne. There is a true vine. And there's one to call upon in your time of need. Praise God. I'm just about ready to preach here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There is nothing like the true vine. What if I had been serving some other way or some other religion? What if I had just took up a seemeth right way? Praise the Lord. What good would that have done me? Would God have heard me then when I needed to call upon Him? Would God have answered and given me the words when that man was going to kill somebody? Praise God, there are many times that God will rescue a sinner just because they saw the fruit that you was bearing on your tree. Hallelujah. Amen? Yes, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But every tree that beareth not fruit, He cuts it down. But I believe that He gives every tree a chance. You remember the Lord of the vineyard. He came by this tree and it did not produce. And He gave it a chance and it did not produce. Oh, so the servant in that vineyard, the Lord said, I want you to cut that tree down. He said, Master, if I can put it in my own words, just give me a chance. Give me a chance. I'll go, I'll dig about it. I'll fertilize it and dug it. I'll help it out. And if it doesn't bear fruit then, I'll cut it down. Oh, God gives us a chance, Brother Collins. He gives us a chance. He gives us opportunity to bear that fruit. Oh, so He did so. Hallelujah. Praise God. I believe that's what the Lord did with me. He gave me every opportunity to make it to Him. Praise God. And when He finally, I remember as a sinner, you know, people say sinners just can't feel anything from God. I'm about to close here, but let me tell you what God did for me. I was a sinner. Yeah, I went to church sometimes. But I was a sinner, and out of reverence for the church, they said, would everybody stand? They was going to pray. And I was a sinner, and I stood there, and they began to pray. And a voice spoke to me and said, you will be mine. And something hit me from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. I was a sinner. And it wasn't too many months after that the Lord called me out of sin. I can't tell you what the preacher was preaching that night. I can tell you the remark that the Lord made to me. He said, Tim, He said, did you know that you're serving the one that causes men to go out and molest little children? And that tore my heart right there on the spot. I can't remember what the preacher preached. All I was waiting for was the altar call. Praise God. And I remember getting on my knees and the dear saints of God rallying around me. And I began to pick fruit off of their trees. Hallelujah. And I began to partake of that. Next thing you know, hallelujah, there was a little piece of fruit that sprung up on Tim's tree because he grafted me into the true vine. And I became one of his. And next thing you know, life entered in to the body. Hallelujah. I was dead to this world, but alive in hidden Christ. Praise God. Come around the altar tonight and have us a season of prayer. Praise the Lord and realize tonight that you're in the true vine and you must be bearing that fruit. Praise God. Can we gather around and pray? Hallelujah.